14 states have been affected by devastating tornadoes and flooding this week, and nearly 1,900 trained Red Cross workers from across the country have been mobilized to assist. Stan Rosenzweig, a veteran volunteer with the Utah region of the Red Cross, is on the ground in Conway, Arkansas, where an estimated 500 homes were destroyed. He says that though life continues as normal for many, the lives of those affected have been turned upside down.
They've got nothing. Their pictures are gone. Their records are gone. Their lifelong memories are gone.
There have been 12 fatalities reported in the Little Rock, Arkansas area, with many others injured. But Rosenzweig says the spirit in the community is one of service and selflessness.
The spirit in the community is extraordinary. People who lost their entire homes just shrugged their shoulders and immediately went to their next door neighbor to see if they could help them and try to help people who were injured.
The Red Cross has set up a multi-agency resource center with various response agencies creating a one-stop shop where people can receive all the relief services they need. Rosenzweig says relief efforts include cleaning, food preparation and dissemination, physical and financial assessments, and psychological services, which he believes are especially important for the children affected by the storm.
I saw one boy yesterday, and a mental health worker gave that boy a Mickey Mouse toy, and it was the only possession that kid has as of then and as of now. And his face was just amazing. You could see all the tension drain out of his face. You can see him feel so much more comfortable that normalcy was on the horizon.
Rosenzweig urges those in Utah to take advantage of tools that are available for disaster preparation and relief, including the free Red Cross app, which offers information concerning where relief efforts are being held and emergency preparedness information, even if the internet isn't working. Early estimates report that 2,500 homes across 8 states were destroyed or heavily damaged by tornadoes or floods since April 25th. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.